Tonight on TMS PM, my daughter wants another dog and I'm not letting it happen.
Joan Rivers continues to say crazy things.
Mom arrested for drinking and breastfeeding.
Crispy bacon trouble.
You'll be surprised on that one. Twitter time.
A visit from Eric and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the Morning Stream, PM. Excuse me while I whip this out. PM!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Stream, PM. TMS PM. That's what we call it.
That's right.
The music puts us in the right mood, I gotta say.
It does, yeah.
Andrew, way to go, man.
Got my Cavassier right here, my cigars.
What's a Cavassier? What the hell's that?
Brandy.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. I know nothing of this world.
Especially it's what the ladies, man. It's what Jim Phelps?
Jim Phelps? Jim Phelps. Who's that? He's the diver? No, he's the swimmer?
No, no, no. Phelps. Ron Phelps.
Oh, Ron. The
ladies' man.
Oh. Oh, that's, but when I do, I, that
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, the Tim Meadows. No, well, the Tim Meadows character.
Oh, that guy.
From Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I avoided most of those seasons. I didn't like the Tim Meadows years. Not a fan. I don't know why.
Yeah.
He's okay. He's just.
He's all right. Yeah.
He doesn't really strike me as a thing. I mean, who's talking about him now?
He's much better on Bob's Burgers.
What's he doing now? You know the guy's got talent.
He's the mailman on Bob's Burgers.
Is he really? For sure?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I love that show. So, well, then he's good in my book.
There you go. See, I knew I could turn you around on Tim Meadows.
Indeed. So I'm here to say hi to everybody. Welcome to the evening stream for Thursday, March 27, 2014. We're here for about an hour. We hope you enjoy yourselves. It's not because of any reason other than Patreon support. We would remind you to go to patreon.com/TMS. And keep this whole thing afloat, because that's how we live. It's how we do. It's what we have.
Keep that train moving, because there's way more stuff that we want to unlock. And by the way, I'm going to save you about 10 emails. Ready?
Go.
Cavassier is cognac, not brandy.
Thank you.
Save your emails.
Thank you.
And big thanks to Phil Rude in the Tadpool for correcting me.
Yeah. Thank you, Phil Rude.
Maybe you should send me some so I can be very clear about it.
It wasn't rude at all. Also, a reminder that the Nerdtacular tickets are up. Get those. We really want to see you guys there. Nerdtacular.com. Get tickets. All the information right there. Nerdtacular.com. And today only, Frog Pants University shirt, FPU, is available for $3 off.
We don't have Scott Fletcher's doing a recording of that one.
No, we don't have any PUs.
That's a good idea.
I'm aware of.
Brock Kent's University used to be F U.
F U.
PM.
Anyway, thanks, Scott. Sit down now. They're available now at /loot.com, which I'm also excited to note that they're undergoing a major overhaul on the interface, which definitely needs work. We've heard your plea, and that's coming. So watch for that. That's all the real business we have here. I got to tell you about this dog thing. I'm not going to bring up that weird tweeter conversation I had earlier on the tweeter.
You kind of just did, but you're not going to go any further into it?
I'm not going to go any further into it, except to say I'm baffled by it.
Well, sure.
Do you know why I'm baffled? I mean, you know why I'm baffled.
So, you know, Ron Jeremy called out Scott and Wendy about their anti-porn.
But it wasn't even anti-porn. It was this... conversation. It was a very rational conversation.
Anti-Ron Jeremy is what it was.
Well, sure.
If you call a spade a spade.
If you really want to get down to it, who gets affected most anytime anyone says anything negative about the porn industry? But we were like, there was no. Oh, this guy, like, says, it's just like all that other religious bullshit. What religious? What? Anyway, I'm still cramming
it down people's throats, don't we?
I'm still baffled by his response to that. I don't get it.
By your anti-porn sentiments, signed at Johnny Wood.
I had to block him. I had to do it. It's the first block I've done in probably a year, because I can't deal with, my brain was falling apart. It was going just falling to pieces. So I gave up. Yes. All right. Anyway, I'll tell you the other story I wanted to tell you. Not that one. Here's the one I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
So today, daughter rushes downstairs. Dad, what are you doing? Working. Look at this. I'm like, what? Shows me her iPad. It's a picture of a little not Russian, English bulldog. Okay. Mm. Or English, is it English bulldog? Yeah. The ones that don't have all the hip problems.
Sure.
Right? The ones that live and thrive and survive and don't pee on everything.
The dog that lived.
Yeah. Right. The dog that lived. Right. So she shows me this and she's like, look, and I'm like, oh no, what are we doing here? She goes, it's free, Dad. It's free. They want to give it a good home. It's already housebroken. It's nice dog, blah, indoor, this and that. Daisy would be fine with him. He's about the same size. It's all good, Dad. Can we please? Can we? It's my birthday coming up. Is all I want. I don't even care if it didn't cost. If it's free, it's still a good birthday. Well, I'm like, Carter, every time we do this with a new animal, what happens is for like 3 months, Kim and I take care of it, and you guys are nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. Like, you want the cute and you want the now, but you don't want to take care of it like months down the road. So then she leaves for a while, comes back with another picture of a Dalmatian, which is way bigger, way higher maintenance, spazzy, freaking energetic dog that needs to be out all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Daisy will hate it. Oh my gosh, the nose that dog will turn up when she sees that thing coming.
The jealousy, yes, right.
And she's, no, this one's only 100 in case the other one doesn't happen. I said, we need to have a family meeting. Everybody in my office now. So everybody came in. The kids were home from school. Kim came in. I said, you guys have a memory, right? You remember this. And then I suddenly was remembering Battlestar Galactica. And in my head, I'm hearing, and I said to this, the kids, I go, this has all happened before. It will happen again.
Did you put on an eye patch and go, and you're not getting a dog?
Close. I ran over to this wall over here behind me and put my head up to it and said, it's coming from the fracking ship. To which Nick laughed his head off. But I can't do it again. We can't get another pet. We can't. Yeah. We had this whole thing where, you know, the cat, we had to find the cat a home because that was already too much work. It's double. It's exponential. It's literally double the work to have two dogs. Now, you have two dogs. Mm-hmm. But you've got two like dogs.
No, not at all.
I thought they were similar dogs, no?
No, one of them, Ruby, is a large chocolate lab. Mm-hmm. And Daisy is a much smaller dog. She's half German Shepherd, half Shar Pei.
But still dogs big enough to poop like flashlight-sized turds.
Well,
right?
Yes.
Like, that's kind of what they're generating.
That is true, yes.
So you kind of have that idea when you take them both out, you walk them at the same time, you do your things together. They're kind of in the same general zone.
Yeah,
tall Dalmatian going burr, 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 constantly. Well,
but an English Bulldog's not a huge dog.
Well, no, that one, see, that one I was on the edge with. I'm like, yeah, maybe with the English Bulldog. But I can't do the Dalmatian, as cute as those are. I mean, the last Dalmatian we had years ago is the one that barked so loud in the bathroom out of nowhere, was dead silent, barked so loud that I jammed the toothbrush I was currently brushing my teeth with so far back into my throat that I tore like the big flap of skin back there and bled for 3 days. Because of that damn dog. Mm. I'm just saying, I don't think I am equipped with my schedule, Kim's schedule, and the kids with all they have going on with school and everything to have another dog.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, all you got to do is just make that point. By the way, I have a prediction.
Go.
1 week from tonight, you'll have two dogs.
Oh, no! You might be right, but I hope not. I usually get talked into this. This is the problem. I mean,
I know.
Daisy's the only example of a dog that we... It was all agreed upon. There was no weirdness. It was straight up what we wanted to do. But every other dog I swear we've ever had is one of the kids thought it was cute. Or we saw it at Walmart and they were giving them away. Or this guy, if he kept it, he was going to beat it or whatever. Whatever all their reasons were, Daisy's the only one that worked out the way it was supposed to. So I'm just a little apprehensive, feeling a little pressure on the whole thing.
If it helps you, Hoopy Hobo and Nudgester have both chimed in the tadpole. Hoopy Hobo says, my parents' neighbors had two Dalmatians. They were the most irritating dogs I've ever known.
Yeah, of course.
And Nudgester says, English bulls are so expensive to maintain their health. So there you go.
Oh, really? Good. I have two more reasons. Thanks, guys. For real.
The ammunition coming from the tadpole.
That helps me way more than you might actually know. All right. It's time for this.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's time for the news. Are you going? Oh, we don't have a thing.
We have a thing. You want a thing?
No, we don't. Well, you want to do your thing. Do your
Check out
Kickstarter.
The brand new Kickstarter for the album that doesn't have a name yet. covers of songs from Marvel and DC. Two discs, a disc of Marvel, a disc of DC. So maybe, you know, maybe you're a Marvel guy. All you have to do is tear the whole package in half and you've got a Marvel CD and you can give that DC CD to somebody you don't like. Or if you're a DC fan, you can tear it in half and give the Marvel half to somebody. But here's what you're going to get. You're going to get stuff like the Sad Hulk walking away music. You're going to get the Spider-Man theme. You're going to get all the Batman.
Yep.
The Adam West.
Batsman, yeah.
All the Batsman, the Danny Elfman and the new Christopher Nolan music.
Yeah. What? And the new one's more like, what's the new one like? Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
It's like exactly. Super plotting, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's very modern, very cool.
Bit.ly slash, what is it? Hero Jazz, Jazz Hero.
Jazz Hero, bit.ly slash Jazz Hero. If you want to watch our video and see me awkwardly reclining in a chair, hiding an iPad in my lap that has our script on it.
Yep. It's great. Kingpin. See,
I keep looking. I know. I keep looking down at my lap and people are like, well, what are you looking down at your lap for? Well, that's where my iPad is in my script. So there you go.
Yeah. That's what you're going to. That's your story and you're sticking to it.
Yes. Okay. So anyway.
Joan Rivers, famed comedian, pretty much mostly robot by now, right? She's all robot and plastic.
Exactly.
She is accusing.
She's made by Mattel.
Exactly. She don't get her wet or don't melt her or something. Joan Rivers is accusing Lena Dunham or Lena. Is it Lena or Lena?
Lena.
Okay. Lena Dunham of That Girl's Deal, right?
Mm-hmm. Not That Girl. That's
says,
a whole different
says
show.
She's promoting obesity. Promoting it.
Promoting obesity. That's like, yay, that Lena Dunham can accuse Joan Rivers of promoting old.
Mannequinism. Yeah. And old. You're promoting old. Joan Rivers is throwing major shade again. This time, the 80-year-old, she's 80 now, geez, has set her sights on Girls creator and star Lena Dunham, who she calls, in so many words, a hot mess. During an interview with Howard Stern, oh yeah, no one ever says anything they regret on Howard Stern.
Right.
Rivers didn't mince words when she asked Dunham, how can she wear a dress above the knee?
Ouch.
But it got worse when Stern and Rivers chatted about the ubiquitous nudity on Dunham's HBO hit series. When Stern, who also called Dunham fat in the past, defended the actress, Rivers accused her of promoting obesity and an unhealthy lifestyle. Quote, you're sending a message out to people saying, it's okay, stay fat, get diabetes, everyone die, lose your fingers. Good Lord. Wow.
Wow.
Honestly, I know it's Joan Rivers. I know it's comedy. And she's always been on the edge, right? That's her deal. That's her thing.
Yeah, but I don't think this is, I don't think this is for nice. Comedy's sake.
No,
yeah.
It's not nice at all.
And
I don't even like Lena Dunham, but I don't think you should be picking on her.
No, I mean, she's not, I wouldn't call her obese by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, I think she's got maybe just a tad above what's a realistic, you know.
She's just a
not
girl.
Not the skinny model, toothpick, you know, lollipop looking actresses and models and stuff today. She's maybe not the ideal, but she's certainly closer to what is a more common body image or a more common,
like realism, like actual body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the thing we talked about on the show earlier today, folks.
And I may not like the TV show Girls. I had to word that carefully. See what I did there?
I don't like it at all.
I may not like the TV show Girls, but I've heard her stand up. I've seen her do comedy. You know, she did a great monologue on SNL when she was the host. And I think she's a very talented and funny comedian.
I think she's interesting. She was on Marin, an interview with Mark Marin. Very good. Really interesting. Mm-hmm. But I don't like Girls. I tried. I just don't get it. You know what it is? It's not that I don't get it.
Give me that little snippet right there.
It's not that. I just don't understand everybody walking around going, what are we doing anyway? What's going on? It's almost like these trees are looking at me. What's happening? I hate that kind of millennial bullshite.
Right. I do too. I watched one that we didn't even make it through an entire episode of Girls. We said, yeah, this isn't for us.
Not really our thing.
And we watched the entire freaking season of series of Sex and the City.
You did?
I did. I did, Scott.
Brian.
Tina did as well.
Brian, what are you doing?
But I could have left the room. I easily could have left the room.
I had Chris Noth in it, though. I like him.
He's great.
He quit solving crime and went to be Sex in the City.
You know, it's Sex in the City, that TV show about the old lady and the old hooker and her three daughters.
In other news, mom has been arrested for drinking and breastfeeding in a restaurant. Not my mom, different mom. Woman who was arrested and charged with child endangerment after police said she breastfed her baby while drinking alcohol. This is according to ABC News. Tasha Adams, age 28, has three children, ages 6, 2, and 8 months. She lives in Toad Suck, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. Man.
You know who's moving there?
Who? Who's moving there?
Quentin Tarantino.
Is he really?
At the soonest possible chance, he's moving to Toad Suck. I thought it was Toe Suck for a minute. Sorry, everybody. Where alcohol is banned. There is no alcohol in that town. See, everyone always wants to make fun of Utah liquor laws. It's the most overrated stereotype.
Yeah, it really is.
You can get anything you want here, first of all. Second of all, yes. Go to Arkansas, go to Toad Suck. There is none available to you there. Anyway, but she is in Conway for a funeral. And when she said her family stopped to eat dinner, she had 2 beers, according to ABC News. Then she breadfest. Welcome to breadfest, everybody.
Try the pumpernickel.
Yeah, it's really good. And the rye, you got to try the rye. The waitress reported to police. Arkansas doesn't actually have a law against drinking and breastfeeding, but Adam was arrested anyway. The waitress eventually was fired. Well, there's the story on that. Utah story here coming up. You ready for this one? This lady's name is Cameo Crispy.
Okay.
Cameo Crispy or
Cameo Crispy.
Could be Cameo Crispy. But it smelled cameo, like, you know, Steve Martin was in the Muppet Show.
Right, made cameo. A cameo.
Right.
Yeah, like Word Up. Like the band that did Word Up.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Oh my gosh. The memories are flooding back. Cameo Crispy allegedly used bacon to start a fire at her ex-boyfriend's home. On purpose. Utah woman. What's her? Did we already given her powers? What's
You're
her?
Not giving her powers. Why should I? Should I give the powers?
Well, you always should. You're the power man.
Able to walk into any liquor store and purchase alcohol. Excelsior.
As opposed to Toad Suck woman.
Right, exactly.
Cameo Crispy, 31, is charged with arson, burglary, assault by a prisoner, What? Assault by a prisoner. All right, whatever.
Is she on, maybe she's on probation or house arrest or something?
Got maybe have one of those anklet deals.
Yeah.
Interfering with an arresting officer, electronic communication harassment, and intoxication, according to The Independent. Yeah.
She went for the hat trick.
She really did. She went with everything. Electronic communication harassment and intoxication.
Right.
Her former boo called police in Naples on March 14th to complain about Crispy repeatedly calling and texting him. He also told police he wanted her out of his home, according to KSL. It's our local NBC affiliate here. Long and the short of it is she went over there, cooked a bunch of bacon, left it going on high, just about burned the house down.
Is there Naples, Utah?
There is. Okay. It's somewhere down central south. I forget where. I think I've blinked. Went down there.
She just made some crispy bacon. It's her trademark. It's her namesake.
Yeah, and Naples is definitely not the kind of Naples you're thinking of. Whew. Not even close.
Well, there's a Naples, Florida is the one I was thinking. I wasn't thinking of the...
I was thinking of Naples, Italy.
Naples, Italy, yeah.
And
no.
The Pope. They talk about Naples all. Naples is like the hot prize in the Borgias show. Everybody wants Naples. Here's a good one. Take this one for what it's worth. Man named Christopher Reeves, busted for meth, wearing a Superman shirt.
You believe a man can get high.
Yeah, that's right. Higher than the Jesse Pinkman. All right. Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. This isn't him. A man named Christopher Reeves, not to be confused with the Christopher Reeves, the late actor known for his portrayal of Superman, was arrested on Utah. Jeez.
Wow. Jeez.
Arrested in Utah earlier this week after allegedly driving his truck under the influence. Davis County Sheriff is up north. That makes sense because Ogden's a poop hole. Pulled over Reeves, who was wearing a Superman t-shirt at the time of his arrest after they caught him allegedly speeding early Tuesday. Now, I have to ask the question.
Yeah.
Does Christopher Reeves, the meth user,
always
wear the Superman shirt, right?
You know he does. You know he's got a... I wouldn't expect that he has a closet full of them, but I would expect that's all he has in his closet, maybe 3 Superman shirts, and he just rotates.
You don't think this is him just one off, like just happened to be the shirt he had? Okay. So he knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing.
He's a funny meth head. Deputy searched Reeves' truck after he failed a sobriety test and found synthetic marijuana. He was able to avoid arrest because he took the S off his chest and threw it at him, and it became huge in plastic. Just kidding. That didn't happen. They found drug paraphernalia, and they quote, baseball-sized bag of meth, unquote, says Sergeant Susan Polson. She told the Ogden Standard Examiner that.
Wow.
Ogden really is a hole sometimes. This is where these things happen.
Would it be the meth capital of Utah?
That's a really good question. I'm guessing there's some place that has it more than somewhere else. And if I had to guess, it would be Ogden. Mm-hmm. But there's also some really nice places in Ogden. So Chad in Utah in the chat room is like, Scott, I'm from Ogden. It is not a poop hole. Every time I go there, it's kind of poopy. That's all I'm saying. But who else would have the meth? Maybe South Salt Lake. That may as well be Ogden. Anyway, whatever. So there's your news, everybody.
That's funny.
Hope you enjoyed it.
This is a special Utah drinking and Joan Rivers edition.
Bacon, drinking, and meth. And Joan and plastic.
Plastic.
That's right. I want to let people know that since we don't really do straight up advertising on this show, one thing I can do is mention that I just put up a video of me reviewing Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls, and I put it on my YouTube channel, which you can find by going to youtube.com/myextralife. And it'll pop right up, and you'll see the very first video there, and it says Reaper of Souls on it, and it's my review thus far. Let's see what the comments say, shall we?
Oh, already, yes, sure. Yeah,
let's just hop in here. It says, first comment is, excellent presentation, very informative. More, please. All right, thank you. Hold on. Do more reviews. And they're all smelling more with M-O-A-R because they're on the internet. Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Please do more mini reviews. Great way to get a feel for games. Great review. I'm really enjoying the expansion. Okay, great. Great. Okay, so no negatives. Great.
Awesome.
Final guy said more reviews. Yes, please, my liege. He thinks I'm his king.
Well, hey.
Is it good to be the king?
You can't complain about that. At least he's not saying, quit trying to shove your Blizzard propaganda down people's throats.
I still don't get where that guy was coming from. We didn't say anything that would...
No, but we made a Noah yesterday. Remember?
We did about Noah, but this guy with the porno deal.
It didn't come up at all today, but I'm thinking that I don't think he's referring to all of it happening today. I think he was like, he probably was ticked off about yesterday, about all the Noah talk, and then decided that...
The Noah talk is anti-Noah talk, though. Like, you see what I'm saying? That should fit with what he likes, because what he doesn't want is... He basically is accusing me on the one hand of being... This is happens all the time on the show. Either I'm a freak show conservative or I'm a freak show liberal, and people can't... That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm so irritated about it. And I shouldn't be. This guy got under my skin. Normally I don't. It's like, oh, it's okay. Agree to disagree. I'm usually fine. But once in a while you say the right thing, ka-pow, and something goes off and I can't deal with it. All right, let's take a break and let's play a song.
Okay.
What do you got? Right. What are you doing?
This one's going out to Tynok. Says, hi, Sheet and Bricks. It's probably going to be ages till I actually get to hear my request, as I can't seem to listen to the podcast faster than you can produce them. Absolutely love the new TMSPM show, but it does feel ridiculously short.
That's the idea.
Play it at half speed. I love a cappella music and have been longing for more seasons of The Sing-Off, a few of my favorite groups being Pentatonix and Home Free. I am requesting... Home Free featuring Avi Kaplan from Pentatonix singing Ring of Fire. Keep up the good work. And I may have to start doing the Ace Detect and doing what Ace Detect does and listening to shows at 3x speed just to keep on top of them. Peace out, bros. Tynok. Well, now listen, you can't have it both ways. You can't complain that the show is short and then also in the same breath complain that you can't keep up with all of our shows.
Yeah, the irony is killing me.
Yeah, one or the other.
Sure,
please.
Sure.
All right, so this is a good one. This is Home Free featuring Avi Kaplan. This is from the 2014 brand new album, Crazy Life, or Vida Loca, if you buy the Spanish version of it. It's cover of Ring of Fire, originally done by Anita Carter, covered, of course, and everybody associates it with Johnny Cash.
Yeah, Johnny Cash. I'm a fan. I like him. He's a cool dude. So let's play it. It's Ring of Fire. When we come back, Eric Van Skyhawk makes an appearance.
Yay!
I'm going to review an app today, kind of like the old Mondays.
Wow.
And we'll also do your tweets and a few more things. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. And I fell for you like a child. Whoa, the fire went wild.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Yay, love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
Freaking fantastic, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I usually don't like that kind of acapella.
Yeah.
But I didn't find myself annoyed. In fact, I kind of have chills. That's weird. Look at me all bumpy.
This man is incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm. Those guys are talented.
They're more of that. They got more of that out there.
They got lots more of that out there. You should check out, like, the Pentatonics guys are the ones that did that, that Daft Punk medley that I thought you liked as well.
I did like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So look for Pentatonix and Home Free and those, center yourselves around there and maybe not around the collegiate, and you should find the stuff you like.
Yeah. And a reminder of how dumb my questions are, like things like, is that the only song they've ever made? How stupid is that? All right.
Yes.
We're going to call Eric. Oh, he's not online. Why are you not online, Eric? Akito.
Because he forgot.
Maybe. Oh. Well, this is weird. Why is he not showing up? Eric. You know what, Eric? I may have found out why you couldn't call. Shut up, Wesley. maybe I figured out why you couldn't call me. Poop. For some reason, he's not on my Skype, and he was trying to call on TFS the last couple of weeks, and he couldn't get through, and we weren't sure why. Now I think I might know why. So we're going to see if I can text him here.
Okay.
Eric Van Skyhawk. Hey. Did your Skype name change? Maybe this isn't the best course of questioning, but we'll see if we can get him. Maybe he can call me. Well, that's annoying. I'm looking.
Yeah, no kidding. It's weird.
Eric. Yeah, he's just not in here. I didn't kill, unless he blocked me. What is it? Okay, he's answering now, so that means he's there.
That's a start.
That's really annoying. I mean, let's all just admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Skyhawk. Oh, geez.
Did you forget what his name was in Skype?
I got it. It's coming. Maybe I did. I always thought it was Hakito, but what do I know?
Well, he does go by all those silly names. Like, he's got way too many silly names.
I put like, I'm here in the Skype chat. Did that not pop up for you?
No, I didn't see it. That's the problem, man. Nothing works the way it's supposed to in this world.
What? So, yeah. Like, I caught you a couple times on the TFS, and you were just like, do-do-do-do-do.
I think there's something going on the way I display your name or something. Now this is all starting to...
It's starting to make sense.
The conspiracy is thickening. Kind of like Eric. Eric's thickening. No, you're not. You've been running. You're doing good. You're in shape.
Thinning.
Yeah, you're thinning.
I'm right? Staying the same inning.
Mm, not really seeing much change, but you're
maintaining.
Yeah,
maintaining. Yes.
You're working out a lot, though. I see you running all the time.
When I get a chance, the weather's just been crazy out here.
Yeah, I know. What's going on, East Coast? What's happening?
It's like
there?
still freezing, and it's like almost April.
Yeah, and we had like 72 degree weather for 2 days out here. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why we're getting it so good.
I don't know.
We must be living better than those jerks in New York. Eric, it's fun to do this because when you got
it's
that job,
been a while, well, huh?
You got that job at Nickelodeon, and that was it, man. You were out. You're like, I got to work during these daytime hours, so that sucked. But it's good because you're at Nickelodeon. You put out that is that ad like in the public domain yet, or have I just seen an early thing?
No, it started to air on Monday.
Oh, good. So I can talk about it. Good.
Yes.
So it's awesome. If you guys don't know what Eric does for a living, you'll see his work and think, oh, that's like straight up hugely pro commercial spot. You would never think that our lonely little Eric Skyhawk, Vance Skyhawk, did the work. Cause he always has done this like amazing stuff. He's worked with like Lucasfilm before and mm-hmm. Frank Oz and those guys and like all kinds of big shots out there. And this one is really good. So people should check it out. It's some Toyota Nickelodeon deal, right?
Yeah, it's a Toyota Kids' Choice Award tie-in spot. So
yeah, that's good. It's really good. So keep cool. that fine work.
So if
up.
You're watching Nick, you know you guys with kids out there.
Nick. They need to bring that back. That Nickelodeon thing they used to do. They don't do that anymore.
Yes. I think they just still have the tune.
Do they?
For the little bumpers, yeah.
Because it used to be nerk, like a really stupid.
So they still have that dun 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 no. dun dun dun, like lame. For the bumpers, but they just don't have the guy going nick.
Oh.
All right. So. Well, we've learned something today.
Green slime, still?
Oh, yeah. The commercial, yes, commercial actually, features it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. I actually brought home from first some for the kids.
Did the kids behind that van actually get slimed, or was that like CG or something?
No. We had a air cannon in the back of the Toyota.
So they did get slimed.
Oh yeah, totally.
Did
yeah.
they giggle? Did they cry? Like, how'd that go?
they loved it. Hmm. I mean, they're having a good time.
All right. Well,
so, I mean, there was actually people like we ran out of time, but there was people like I want to get slimed. Hold that thing up. I'm ready. I don't care about my clothes. Let's do this.
Really? Sure. Wow.
Like people who are not even in the TV spot because they just dream to be, you know,
I'm
slimed.
I'm just passing by, but go ahead and slime me.
Go ahead and slime me, says Harry Carey again. So this is for Jeannie because she loves this opening theme, and I feel like we owe her that. Just let it go for a bit here.
App slappy.
All right, that's awesome. Nice. So, Eric, you brought an app to review. You're going to review something? Yeah, it takes you back to the heady days of a couple of months ago. What kind of app do you have? What are you doing?
Probably like a month ago, I stumbled upon an app called 1 Second a Day.
Mm.
Are you guys familiar with this?
No.
1 Second a Day?
No. Is it like exercise for a second or something or what?
I'm guessing it's the video where you have a whole year compiling.
Exactly. What you do is you take a 1 second clip every day and it compiles it together. It puts the date in the left hand bottom corner. And it's really kind of cool because it's a really great way to kind of see what you've been doing in the short little spurts throughout. Like I sent you. I started on March 5th. I sent you a movie.
Hmm. Oh.
Via email.
Okay.
So.
I don't remember this, but yes.
I just sent it to you like 2 seconds ago.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on. I'm going to check it. So you just sent this via what? My a tweet?
Email.
Oh, an email. Okay. Hold on. So the thing you said the first time. Hold on.
Scott and technology.
Here it is. App Slappy. Got it. Okay. So I can click it to view it. No preview available, so I got to download it. Hold on.
Is it the one called 1 Second Every Day?
Yeah, 1 Second Every Day. Okay. It actually was a Kickstarter application, but it what it does is when you first open it up the app, it scours your camera roll to find the video clips. So you actually can record the little video clips and then
And then pick the second you want as opposed to...
Yeah, exactly.
To,
so you don't even have to open the app. You could like
sit
there
for... second.
You don't even have to open the app. You can just take videos every day and then at the end of that week, you can open it up and then start, you know...
I got to say something about the guy playing ping pong with his hand.
Yeah, well, we were playing a little handball with some putty we were concepting.
Oh, that was concepting?
Or was
that just, that was the, you, I would call that being weird at lunch, but you say it's concepting. It's great.
Concepting.
You know, that's creative types.
I like things like this. This reminds me of that video that went viral a couple of weeks ago where the little girl has a birthday.
The little girl, exactly. Mm-hmm. This is
That was really sad.
Yeah, it was sad. Yeah, super sad.
And it was fake, but...
Yeah. It was made to do that. But, there is no World War III that I'm aware of happening that I know of. But I would like to see this thing used in similar ways. I'm sure people could get real creative with storytelling. It doesn't have to just be 1 second of every day for the rest of the year. You could do, like you did here, a bunch of clips for the month or the day or the week or whatever.
Here's what it does. It tell me if it does this. Will it actually remind you to do a video?
It will.
That's the problem.
Choose what time of the day for it to remind you. You can even have multiple. You can remind me in the morning, remind me in the afternoon, remind me at night.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
And it's the interface is slick. It's great. I would highly recommend it. I think it's 99 cents.
Oh, that's worth it.
But I'm just like, I can't, I'm going to try to keep it up for a whole year.
Yeah. And you're going to just do a second a day? Or you can do more than that?
Well, that's kind of the name of the app.
Well, yeah, but you can do whatever you want, right? Like you can just
No. It only can take a second. You only can have one clip for that one day.
Oh, I didn't realize it was locked. Right.
And it won't let you choose the same day for a different.
Because that defeats the whole purpose.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. I'm getting it anyway. It's worth a buck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as you can see, I spent a lot of time this month in front of people, in front of computers.
So this thing, and by the end of the year, will be 365 seconds or 64 seconds.
Yep.
How much is that in minutes? Let's do the math.
It'd be like 6 hours and five minutes.
It would be 6 hours.
I'm sorry, 6 minutes.
6 minutes. Good Lord.
6 minutes and 5 seconds.
It's great. The app is called 22 minutes a day.
I was thinking a minute a day would be 365 minutes and that would be 6 hours.
All right. So how many, Eric, out of five, so how many weird second per day porno productions are you going to give this out of five? Because that's what we're going to get out of this thing. Is someone's going to make a weird porno out of it.
Oh, dude.
You know they are.
They already have, probably.
Probably.
I imagine.
Now, can you view other people's videos?
Well, they have a social one that I have not delved into the group timelines. I just kind of wanted to stay clear of that. I just wanted to do my own personal thing.
Yeah.
But they do have a thing where you can actually contribute to a 1 second a day theme type of thing. So I don't know what that is. Somebody... let me know. I just didn't want to really like get into the whole social thing of it. So, but anyway, it's like a little diary, little like of what I've been doing, what you've been doing. And you can kind of say I went to a party, like a birthday party. There's Wesley. I was editing my TV spot. There's the editor. I went running that one day, it's a nice little kind of like a little,
Oh, so this Naked Juice makes this?
No, that's a sponsor.
Says. Oh, okay. I assumed it meant. All right. So when I go to the front screen at first launch, it says 1 second every day. Timelines, enter timelines. And the thing next to it says crowds.
You want to enter timelines, the one on the left. Yeah.
What's the crowds one?
That's the one I just talked about. The social one where you can contribute to.
Right now, it's things that are beautiful.
Okay, great. Well, so, screw those guys. F those guys. all right. Well, I'm going to play around with that.
And then when you hit the timeline, you see it's like it's scouring your camera roll for videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've only got one video on the 15th.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's interesting. So how far will it go back? Let's see.
I think it'll go back as far as your first video, I do believe.
Really? Wow. All right. Well, I'll play around with it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but will you keep it up?
I don't know. If the reminder works, then yeah, I think I will. This is kind of up my alley. I like weird projects like this, so I think I'm going to get into it.
Yeah, it's really cool, so I highly recommend it.
All right, so would you say how many out of five?
I say five.
Five, jeez, I like. Damn.
Wow. I like how it looks. It's beautifully put together, and the interface is great, and it's not confusing, and
it's lovely.
Compiles, and sharing options are great.
Yeah, it's all good.
And there you go. There's Brian's first 1 second.
That's right.
Nice job.
Well, you're actually playing the whole video, but...
Well, I was playing the whole video, but I snipped out 1 second of it. Although that was on the 15th, and that means that there's a whole 2 weeks
there's
between
a whole gap.
Now and then that I can't I can never get back. That time is gone forever.
It's gone forever. Eric,
the
you
cool thing about it, the cool thing about it is also once you get that one little snippet, you can delete the video from the camera roll. You can't. But if you decide to delete that clip within the app, then it's gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it kind of cool has a cool way of showing. It'll have that video clip highlighted so that you know that if you delete it, you can't get it back.
Is this thing on Android? Do we know? We don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, check on the next time, will you? All right. You're going to hang around and play Twitter with us, right? You're going to hang around here for a minute?
What am I doing?
You just stay here for tweets. Just stay here. Don't go anywhere.
I'll hang.
All right. Hang on.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Bird News Tweets.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
It's Tweeter time. Let's play a little Tweeter. It's where we take questions off Twitter. You guys asked them during the day today. We got a number of these. And Eric's going to hang out with us and play along. And cool. You can answer some of these questions too. So here you go. Question from Mike. Why is Reaper of Souls taking up most of my free time? And why does my belly button smell like an ashtray?
And how do you smell your belly button?
Third question is the important one there, because you're right. How do you smell that? Reaper of Souls is taking up your free time because it's really, really, really good. And it's beyond what the first game was, and maybe even beyond what any of the Diablo games were before this. It's freaking fan-freaking-tastic, and you should waste your time on it. It's freaking rad.
It's sad to say I just received my collector's edition like today. I walked in the door, their package was there. So yeah. I haven't had a chance to delve into the awesomeness that is Reaper of Souls.
You are in for a treat, dude.
And you're doing way better than me, Eric.
You guys are slackers. I've beaten
Act 5.
Dude,
and the art book is beautiful.
I bet it is. I'll get
so, it. And I feel really bad because I kind of want to skip out on the raid night tonight, if you know what I mean.
I'd rather play that instead of raid.
I might break tradition tonight and not do raid. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. But the belly button party, yeah, you're on your own on that one, dude. I don't know what's going on there. Don't tap cigarettes in your belly button, maybe?
Yeah.
That's all I'm thinking. David wrote in, says, if each of you had to be personified as a Disney character, who would it be and why? Ooh. So a Disney character, you'd have to be that thing, and then why would you do that? So for me, probably going to go with... Is it? You know what? Let's limit it to 2D cell animated Disney. We're not talking Pixar here. No Pixar.
Oh,
no 3D stuff. No Frozen. None of that.
No Marvel or Star Wars.
No. I think the spirit of this is like Mickey Mouse.
Brian was going to say Princess Leia.
Of course he was.
Totally was. Yeah.
The bunhead one. Because she weren't wearing nothing under that sheet she's wearing there, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with. Oh, man, I thought I had this in my head. Now I'm questioning whether I had it at all.
Oh, mine's a no-brainer.
Is it? Give it.
Yeah.
What is it?
Prince Eric.
Which one's he? What did he do?
Sleeping Beauty?
Little Mermaid.
Oh, Little Mermaid. Mermaid.
There you go.
No, he was the one that said... No. I'm thinking of Futurama when he said, I wish the fish part was on the bottom and the lady part was on the top.
That was Fry.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else he did, though, that was cool. I guess he was all right. He was fine as princes go.
I mean, you got to figure, like, the princes in Disney movie, the princes or the characters, so, like, the male characters are pretty 1D, except for maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. They have been traditionally. Actually, that's why I like Frozen so much, because those male characters are very different than they usually are.
I got mine.
What's yours?
Stitch.
Oh, from Lilo and Stitch. That's pretty good. Yeah. I like that. That's not bad.
He's bald. He's, a little weird.
he's an alien, right? I never saw Stitch.
I'm going to go with the character from Emperor's New Groove played by Putty. You know who I mean?
I totally know who you mean.
Yeah, I'm going to go with him because nothing bothered him. He was great.
Right.
Just chill. Let's see. Next one. Why does Brian, or no, does Brian smell like cake? Asks Doxon. Do you smell like cake?
I don't know. I it would be something that I'm completely and totally used to if I do. So
okay,
when I've been around you, do I smell like cake?
I don't think so. I've hugged you, and I didn't come away going, man, the cake coming off smell. That guy.
And I've been photobombed by you many times. And I don't remember the cake.
Well, that's how you know you're being photobombed. You can smell cake coming somewhere. Let's see. If you could freely change your name, what would it be? Asks another J. Martin.
Yeah.
So if you don't like Brian, what do you do?
Lord Buttoncrotch.
From earlier today. How timely. Right. I'm going to go with, I always wanted to be called Jack. and Jack Johnson. Not now, because there's a singer and it would be annoying. But when I was growing up, I thought that was cool. I like the name Jack Johnson.
Hey, let's get on the beach and walk around with no shoes.
That's right.
Play my ukulele.
I'm a freaking hippie. Eric, what would you do?
I don't know.
It's a hard question, right? Are you happy with your name? Never bothered you?
Well, you know, I have the best last name ever.
Yeah, you've already got, I mean, you could go, well, I'll just go ahead and be, you know, Hakito or Skyhawk or anything like that and just narrow it down to one short, cool name.
Yeah. My old job, people just call me Hawk. Where's Hawk? Get Hawk in here.
Where's the man called Hawk? And then Avery Brooks would show up. Yeah.
And then, like, in my new job, it never fails. Like, every time we're on a conference call or something, we got Bob here, we got Tracy, we got Stacy, and Eric Van Skyhawk.
Yeah, right. Like, Van Skyhawk.
I'm like, why do you have to say my last name when you're not introducing anybody else?
Such a trippy name anyway.
Yeah.
Brian, who for real, though? If you're not going to be button crotch, who are you going to be?
Well, I'd want to, if I'm going to change it, I'm going to change it to something that is just a single name. No first name, middle name, last name, none of that.
Or just like a... And it's going to be... Prince.
It's going to be like... Yeah, like Prince, but be something like
Bono.
Oh, damn, that one's already taken though.
Yeah, Bono's taken. Edge taken too.
Zax.
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 Zax. Wow. Zax.
That's like multiple Zax. I like it.
It's like if you have one more than one Zax, you have Zax.
Here's an easy one. Safety issues aside, would you rather explore the moon or the bottom of the ocean? Says Blair. I'd do the moon. You kidding me? Floating around like that? I mean, assume we could have like a dome up there or something, you know, to chill in at the end of the day.
I'd go around the other way. I'd do the bottom of the ocean. I think there's way more to see there. The moon is going to be great for the first few minutes, and then it's going to be like, oh, more gray. Oh, and there's the Earth. Okay, well, that's great.
But a few more craters.
Yeah, good point. It's a little barren up there.
Well, this doesn't look like a face. Oh.
And the thing is, I have to go with Brian on the ocean because, you know, I've learned on Cosmos that 95% of the ocean is unexplored.
That's right. Really? Is that true?
Yeah.
95?
I've seen the abyss.
Oh, because you got to go lower. Right. You have to be able to drink air liquid or whatever the hell Ed Harris had in his face. Remember that? Where you had to breathe in liquid to get that low?
They tried it on a mouse first.
Yeah, yeah. And they got down there and they're like liquid people living down there or whatever aliens they were. That was weird. What a weird movie. I like that movie.
It was great special effects for the time too.
Yeah. Also very, what's the word? Very graphic chest compression scene.
With Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
Yeah, with the worst name in Hollywood. Forgot to mention that.
That's why she's not working anymore.
That's right.
If her name was Zax, boom, she'd be in everything.
What's she doing now? You know she's got talent.
She does have talent, yeah.
Have you ever cried because of a video game, asked Jeff. I was thinking really hard about this. And I think I have, but I can't remember what it was. But it was some big, heavy story thing.
I've played one for so long that my eyes tear up from staring at a screen, but I don't think that's what he means.
I mean, I got maybe, let me put it this way. I think I got a little choked up, but didn't cry. But I remember being touched by a story. I can't remember what the story was, though.
The Telltale Walking Dead game probably was the closest, like, as far as like a real story that kind of pulled at my heartstrings. That
might have been it, actually.
Yeah. I'd have to say that... I got really choked up the first scene of Last of Us.
Oh yeah, that was intense, man. I mean, that was like up, but the opposite emotions. Like
exactly,
yeah. Like the first 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, I can't wait to play that. It's sitting right here.
You still have that too?
Yep.
You're never gonna play that.
Right,
did you? You know what's going to embarrass you or make you feel bad?
And the disc is in my PS3, so all I have to do is turn it on, hit play.
Here's what's going to make you feel bad, Brian. That game's coming out for PS4 this summer.
It is not. Are you serious?
On disc and download, yep.
I know.
All high res'd up and
maybe
HD-fied.
They'll do that $10 upgrade thing like they did for Black Flag.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. I would do that.
Yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat. Okay. Moving on here. We got one more. It says, which would you rather watch for a movie marathon with your friends? Star Trek marathon? Star Wars marathon? Chris. Uh-huh. Chris asked this. Mm-hmm. For me, it's an easy answer because if I'm looking for volume of quantity with relative consistency of quality, I'm doing Star Trek because I can drop the poopy ones.
Have you forgotten five and
I can drop the poopy ones. Six is good. Don't forget, six is good. You got six mixed up with something else. But you can take out, you can get rid of Generations, you can get rid of Final Frontier, or no.
The motion picture.
Right. You can chuck the poopers.
The Search for Spock, the Voyage Home.
Voyage Home you could maybe do. But if you combine it with all of the next-gen stuff, you still got like six movies or something to watch are good.
Could you couldn't count then any of the Clone Wars stuff if you're doing the Star Wars.
It'd have to be movies. So I would take out
you'd
all
have to
three.
Watch the Clone Wars movie then. Ooh.
Oh, see, I'm taking out all the prequels and I've only got three movies left. So
yeah,
it's no real point to that. So for me, it's a volume thing, and that's why I'd go Star Trek.
Muzzy says you can't take any out.
Oh, that's the deal. No one said that's this the in the tweeter. Well, if that's true, if you can't take anything out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still hard. I'd still say Star Trek because I'm going to get more by the end. I'm going to maybe had to sit through more crap, but they're still not as bad as those prequels are. Like, listen, Voyage Home with the Whales, that's better than Episode 1, 2, and 3 combined. And it's not my favorite Star Trek movie, so.
Come on, they have that LDS joke in it.
Yeah, that stupid drug joke on the bus. It was so dumb. Right. And the girl I took to prom, or not prom, homecoming. You guys have seen pictures of her because it's the one where I wear the terrible sweater and the awful mullet that I've been passing around.
Yeah.
That's the girl I went and saw that movie with. I saw that movie, the whale movie. And for the last 15 to 12 minutes, we just made out during that movie. So the first time I saw it, I don't even know how it got resolved.
You don't even know what happened.
Nope.
Wonderful. Well done.
Somehow the whales were back up in their big chocolate bar in the sky and everybody went home. That was it. All right. Thank you for the tweets, everybody. If you want to participate in this, every Thursday we ask for them. And you can do that by following the show at Morning Stream. You can also email us for the rest of the week at themorningstream@gmail.com. And we're happy to take those. Eric Van Skyhawk, what a fun time it's been hanging out.
Well, thanks for having me.
We're going to do this more often. We've got this idea of kind of just rotating through a few folks here and there. And Eric's on the list. So
love it.
If you enjoyed it, everybody, then look forward to Eric again. Coming up sometime soon when he has another decent app to review.
Coming soon to a TMSPM near you.
Near you, Eric Van Skyhawk.
Eric Van Skyhawk Ito.
Cock, 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 cock. I said cock.
One man.
I didn't mean to say cock.
One man. 11 names.
11 names. 1 second per day. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. So thanks, man. It's awesome having you on. We appreciate you coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Bye now, Eric. Have a good one. See ya.
He's out.
As we heard.
We're about done. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight on TMSPM. Once again, support us at patreon.com/TMS, and you will be able to help us go longer, live stronger, and do cooler stuff. We have lots of things to unlock still. We've got this show to maintain. And the more you guys help, the more we can do cool things and devote our time more to you guys because... I mean, let's just face it. TMS is the bomb.
Mm-hmm. It's really nothing else like it, and it's the best thing.
It really is. This is no offense to any of the other shows we do. The venerable and long-lasting Coverville, the amazing The Instance, and all these other shows. They have their place in the pantheon of life. But this show, why, it's something special. All right. Coverville on Twitter. I'm at Scott Johnson, and the show is at Morning Stream. That's all we need to tell you. Let's do a little music and go home.
Okay. All right. I'm home.
Oh, I mean, let's go to hell. What? Okay.
Jeez.
PM! Sorry.
Crazy. Dear Squash and Bounce, first of all, I'd like to say that I've been a Frog Pants family fan since the ELR days, and TMS brightens every day I listen. Thank you so much. Today, then, should be doubly bright.
Yeah.
A while ago, you played a steam-powered giraffe cover, and it was like worlds colliding in the best way. They are my favorite band, and I would be extremely pleased if you could play their original song, Honeybee, or their cover of Rihanna's Diamonds. If Brian deems that impossible, blah, 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 blah. My birthday is Saturday the 22nd, so any time before or after that weekend is fine. Loop my scrote, though. Rita from Canada.
Oh, Rita.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, we are going with Steam Power Giraffe. These guys, they're a bizarre steampunk performance band, and the music is great, but you really owe it to yourself to go check out their videos. They're really, really bizarre, kind of robotic movement, steampunk painted makeup guys.
Okay.
If that doesn't sell you, then I don't know what.
Oh, I'm sold.
These guys were actually on the list, the short list when I was thinking about bands for Nerdtacular.
Oh, really?
because I thought they would have been interesting too. And I won't rule them out for future future Nertaculars. But here they are, Steam Powered Giraffe with their cover of Diamonds. It was a single they released in 2013, Rihanna's Diamonds, Steam Powered Giraffe.
Wonderbar. We're going to play it now. Monday we'll be back with a regular show. So if you're all into that somehow, then we'll be here. We'll be here for you. Okay? Diamonds. They're a girl's best friend. See you then.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in a beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew that we'd become one right away. Right away. At first sight I felt the energies of sun rays. I saw the life inside so of shine your bright light. Tonight you and I, we're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. I too I so alive. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shining bright like a diamond.
We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shining bright like a diamond.
We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky.
Palms rise to the universe as the moon shines on me. Like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy.
When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like
diamonds in the sky. At first sight I felt the energy of sun rays. I saw the life inside
so
of you.
So shine bright tonight. You and I,
diamond,
beautiful like diamonds in the sky.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shining bright like a diamond.
Beautiful like diamonds in the sky.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
So shine bright tonight. You and I, we're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Eye to eye, so alive. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Like a diamond, shining bright like a diamond.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
I just had brain fart.
I just had some brain fart.